My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The general manager, Adam Peters, about week one looming and the roster that he just put together. Very gracious with his time, by the way. 25 minutes. Nobody told us that he had to run. Nobody said, hey, we got to get Adam off the line. So he was very, very courteous. And just to get him on the phone is not something I take lightly, because think about this, Danny. You and I have been doing the show together since 2014. Number one, there was no general manager to talk to for the majority of the time. I'll just start with that. Think about that. Who do you want to talk to who runs the football team unimpeded? That person hasn't really existed since Charlie Casserly in the 90s. There were some dalliances where Mike Shanahan for a year or two had a bunch of power, but still had to really run everything by Dan Snyder, who's breathing down the back of his neck. You had Scott McLuhan for a couple of hours as a listed general manager.
Yeah, when they trotted him out like he was the hero. Remember, right. That came after the "we're embarrassed, we're ashamed" press conferences. So here's Scott McLuhan, everybody.
All I've ever wanted, and what this team has never had, is exactly what Adam Peters is.
Correct.
I think he's going to be really good. We'll see.
I think he is really good.
But
yeah,
he is a talent evaluator who is beloved around the league, who is respected. A lot of the people that I still keep up with and have relationships with, coaches on this staff that have moved on, some in San Francisco, some in other places, rave about this person, okay? I take that as gospel for me. Good enough. But here's what I have always wanted, whether it was Peters or somebody else. I'm happy that it's the very handsome Adam Peters. Please give me a guy that will build a front office that is a professional NFL caliber outfit. And with Lance Newmark, and I could run through all the names, but they are working toward, they're very close to, Peters has talked about this, basically having what they have in every organization that's good now. They've never done it here. It's the one thing the old owner never tried, ever. He took over in 99 in May. The executive of the year that year that built a 10-win roster, Charlie Casserly, was dismissed soon thereafter. And they have not done that thing again. Go to a kitchen, find a sous chef who's excellent at a great restaurant somewhere, and bring them to run your place. And they finally did it. Josh Harris, it took him 3 minutes to do what Dan Snyder didn't do in 24 years.
Yeah.
I was 10 years old the last time they had this situation. So to just have this is great. To have a guy that you could even, who do we talk to? Who do we call? It's been very, very rare. That was even a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And then the availability, the willingness to come on and, frankly, talk to fans. He doesn't care about talking to us. It's
sure.
Not like he wants to have a conversation with me or you. But the point is, he understands this is an important platform. With all due respect to the local TV shows and stations that are talking about sports for a minute and a half at a time, you know, that my mom's watching, this is where the fans are. And so to get him on these airwaves for those 25 minutes, explaining some things, giving perspective on things, he's not going to answer everything. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
He no-sold us on Brandon Ayuk. He swatted me away like he was Dikembe Mutombo at the rim. Cool. He's got a gig. I got a gig. Question has to be asked. He can answer it however he wants to. Wasn't willing to go there on Ayuk. But I thought there were moments along the way where he's welcoming us in. Here's what we think about corner. We like our roster more than you guys do. I thought there were some great moments there. And just the fact that it happened, how cool and calm he is, and just being a dude, throwing the ball around. Sign me up.
So that last point you just made is where I want to go. So the way people a lot of times think of the general manager is this almost robotic figure who goes, I prefer Brandon Coleman to, I don't know, Cooper Beebe, who went 7 picks later. And then we judge them therein. And that's part of it. Picking the players. You want to pick right more often than the next guy or whatever, because it's a competition business. But it's the second part that I care about way more, right? You're going to get players right and wrong. The good batting average in this thing is what? 50%? Is 500? Maybe at best when you talk about draft picks, making the team, being what they thought. And there's always a story every year of the guy that everybody passed on who did really well. That's part of it, right? A trade, a signing, things work or they don't. The person that's relationship building here, getting everybody in a group of alphas, and everybody was the big dog and every or the big fish in every pond that they've ever been in forever, to all pull the rope in the same direction. That's what the GM does. That's almost more important than what players you're picking or who gets a contract and who doesn't, or who gets traded or who doesn't. It's no coincidence that when they actually had a general manager, even if it was Scott McLuhan, and things were flawed, they had their best two-year run that they have had really since Gibbs came back, and then other than that, it's been decades. I'm not telling you you're right home and you said that you saw the greatest team ever when they went 9-7 and 8-7-1 or whatever the hell it was, but this is the point, is you have this universally liked good dude who is able to build those kinds of bridges. When instead of I did this, I did that, it's we. And by the way, we got Noah Brown. He got Noah Brown, but he championed Lance Newmark, who said it was his brainchild. The scouts did all this work. All these guys that are grinding, they get the shine, because if we shine, you know, if I shine, we shine, you shine, the whole thing is great. That's the whole point of this whole thing to me, is the relationship building and having somebody that has that emotional intelligence, not to just be I'm a player picker. This guy has better stats, so I pick him. That's only a fraction of the job.
I also think that the ability to answer questions and be somewhat personable and not really give a lot is a skill in his job.
Mm-hmm.
Not one that the Venn diagram circle for him and for us doesn't really match up there, right? Like, it'd be nice if he'd come on and just get to the bottom of things and break things down. Yes, I called John Lynch. We talked about Brandon Ayuk. I think $30 million and a couple draft picks is too much. We're not in a place where we're going to do that. That's a great quote. That's a good answer if he gave it to us. But I guess my point is, even though it's not great for you and I necessarily, I do think having a professional who can talk for 25 minutes and isn't putting his foot in his mouth, and it's his first time being a GM, I think that is a skill that will probably be a benefit as well, that he
Absolutely.
Is able to essentially answer things the way that he does. Even if I wish there was a little more meat on the bone occasionally. But I thought overall it was awesome to have him on the show and to just be in a place where, A, there's a general manager that actually runs the team that isn't dictated to, and B, that general manager is willing to come on the radio and talk with us. That is a whole new world.
Yep, that's different.
And it is not lost on me. So that's the kind of, I guess, stuff you could roll your eyes at, but been sitting in this chair since 2014 in a couple of time slots, and I've been out on that sideline at training camp since 1999. I got to call it how I see it, and that isn't nothing.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.